This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Cloud storage, what is it? We all hear about cloud storage, putting stuff on the cloud. We're going to store things on the cloud. George Crump, the lead analyst and founder of Storage Switzerland, joins us. George, why is cloud storage such a difficult concept to understand for even the most sophisticated IT professional?
You know, Charlie, it's a great question. I think that what IT professionals struggle with is not the concept itself, but there are so many options, right? There's do you use cloud storage for backup, and if so, how? Do you use cloud storage for archive data, and if so, how? And now, do you use cloud storage for primary storage, and if so, how?
There are people who say that you need to have cloud storage close to your data center, while you should have cloud storage far away from your data center in case of a natural disaster. We're getting so many layers on this now.
Yeah, it's probably a little of both. We tend to stand behind the idea of a hybrid cloud, which is you have some of your storage or your data inside your data center. You have some outside your data center in a cloud storage provider type of facility, and you might have it again a third time further away. The reason you would have it close is it's all about latency, right? We can buy as much bandwidth as we want, but there's this thing called the speed of light, and it's going to go about as fast as it's going to go. I don't think there's going to be a speed of light 2.0. That's really the big challenge. So just the further away you get in distance, the more latency you have and the more that impacts how you design your architecture.
So while an IT professional starts looking at developing a cloud backup or just a cloud storage system, what are three quick takeaways for that person to know as they start the process of developing their cloud storage plan?
Well, I think the number one thing is, what are you going to use the cloud for, right? And I think for most people, the logical first thing to use the cloud for is some form of backup repository. Again, for a business, you probably don't want all your data in the cloud, because if you have to recover, again, that latency I mentioned earlier, imagine having to restore all that data across the internet back to your business. So you're going to, again, want some sort of hybrid where you have most of your data locally and then spilling over into the cloud for more of an archive use case. So that way, if you lost a server, you could recover that server instantly from your local storage. And then if you lost your data center, you could recover your whole data center rate either in the cloud. There's a lot of what we call now DR as a service, where cloud backup providers can allow you to actually recover your servers right in their facility. So that, again, that latency is eliminated almost. But you generally want multiple levels. And for most businesses, two is fine, one local in your data center and one outside the region. For some businesses, you want data inside your data center, you want some right next door so you can get to it relatively quickly, and then another, again, a third hop outside of the region. So that's the number one thing, is backup. The number two thing that I think people start looking at it for, and it makes sense, is as archive. So all that old data, you know, we always talk about 80% of the data in the data center hasn't been accessed in over 3 years. Get rid of it. The cloud's a great place to put it. And so that's probably the second thing. The third thing is as primary storage. Primary storage for cloud is becoming very, very real. We call it storage as a service, and we're seeing a big growth in that market. And again, it takes a hybrid approach where most of your active data is local, and then as it ages, it moves it over to cloud storage.
George Crump, lead analyst and founder of Storage Switzerland, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
Thanks. And thank you for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.